A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Prayer of Jabez. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption, all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to you and your house, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank God, whom we serve with a pure conscience, as we remember you in our prayers night and day. Hear us when we call, O God of our righteousness. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the faithful witness, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven, our God and our rock, let him perfect what concerns you. His work is perfect. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. You, O Lord, are our shield, our glory, and the one who lifts up our head. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. In Jesus' name we ask, God, our help and our deliverer, to give you and your people the desire of your heart and fulfill all your purpose. In Christ we call upon our Father God and we ask, oh, that he would bless you and your house indeed and enlarge your territory, that his hand would be with you and your people, and he would keep you and your family from evil, that you and your family may not cause pain. May the Lord bless you and your house indeed. Prayer of Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Let the Lord increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. May the Lord give you and your house increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Our Lord, the Lord of hosts, is a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty. You and your family shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing, when you see the glory of the Lord, excellency of our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed to you, and all your flesh, you and your family, shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord is spoken. You and your house shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. The Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and our God your glory. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our strength, in whom we will trust, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is will of God and he hears us. As a vessel of honor, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Let us sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.